Hello, everybody, and indeed, good morning. It's amazing. It's a miracle. This is Chicago Tony V. Welcome to another Chicago Tony V show. I'm Chicago Tony V. I said it three times. That's unique. Welcome to episode 83 for Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. Let's get some tunes rolling here. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you. Happy Tuesday. Tuesday's a little bit nondescript. Oh, woe is me. What a morning I've had. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be really a test. You guys want to see the first clue that today is not a normal day? Here, let me sip some coffee. Did you guys catch that? That's a different colored coffee cup, isn't it? Yeah, that's not the McDonald's, or that's not the Dunkin' Donuts pink and whatever else. Right? No. This is the McDonald's McCafe. Kind of a mustard yellow cup, isn't it? Spotify listeners, there's video here. I'm showing people on the video. There it says McCafe. When have you guys ever known me to drink a McDonald's coffee? Never. Never. Rot gut. This shit is horrible. Yet here I am drinking it. Must be a story there. Let me get into it. The story of my incredible morning. Oh, Ethel Merman. Good morning, friend. The story of my incredible morning, it starts something like this. Now, you guys know me. I'm a morning person. Yesterday, went to bed at midnight, or night before last, went to bed at midnight. Yesterday, got up at 4 a.m. I'm cursed. I'm a morning person. Somehow, someone slipped me a Mickey last night. Something. I don't know. I hit snooze. For an insane, I snoozed. How long did I snooze? Let's see. Like over an hour. This never happens. What the hell happened? What did I eat yesterday that made me hit snooze this morning? Someone slipped me a Mickey. Did I drink a bottle of scotch last night and forget? I don't know what the hell happened, but I hit snooze. I never hit snooze. Thank God I set my alarm, which I usually don't. I usually don't even set my alarm. And this morning was all different. I'm going to say good morning to everyone out of order. I'm so out of order this morning and out of sorts. We're just going to roll with it, see what happens. Let me do my disclaimer. Okay, I'm a crazy person on the internet. Please don't believe a word I say. Everything's allegedly, it's for entertainment purposes only. There's my disclaimer. I also want to explain to my beautiful podcast listeners what you're listening to. No matter what you're tuning in on, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, whatever it is, what I'm doing right now is I'm live streaming on Reddit. It is now 7:03 and 39 seconds in the AM Eastern Standard Time, and I'm on Reddit right now. I do it this way so I can interact with all my beautiful friends who hopefully today are going to save me and support me in this my time of need. Henceforth, Spotify listener, you're going to hear me interacting with everyone in the Reddit live stream here and there. It's fun that way. It's interesting. You never know which direction a show's going to go. And that's what we're looking at today. Right out of the gate, we're early. And of course, after I mention all you pepperonis in the live stream, now I got to talk about the podium finish, which has already come through. Goddamn. Oh, since you're in the gold medal position, sir, I'm going to go ahead and say your actual Reddit username, but this might be the last time I say it correctly. In the gold medal position is, as far as I can tell, a new guest to the live stream. It is used butt plug for sale. Good podium finish. Good win. Good win. Now, our dear Georgie girl warned me yesterday that she's probably out this morning. So, Georgie is the Team Penske of the pepperonis. So she might, you might have gotten that gold medal only because Georgie is out. But good job. In the silver medal position is another new pepperoni. This is amazing. Let's see if I can even read this name. Captain Chikara 03 says, remove your cap and tell me you're live. Oh, this person's making demands already. Welcome to the show, I think. Let's see. Merman, Ethel Merman. Good podium finish. Good morning, Ethel. Ethel's in the bronze medal position. Good morning. I saw Chief Fafa in there. Good morning, Chief Fafa. How are you, dear? Chief Fafa's got her own theme music. Let's see if we can listen to it.
I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Chief Fafa's a dear friend, and she's a doorbell. She taught me that term. So this morning, I mean, I press news for like an hour, hour and a half. I never do that. Most of the time, I don't even set my alarm. That's how cursed I am in the morning. And last night, I went to bed early. Or I mean, normal time, let's say, like 8 a.m. Yeah, 8:30. Why am I snoozing for an hour and a half afterwards? And I slept like a rock. I don't even know what's going on. Anyway, so I overslept. But we're in episode 83 now, right? So I've got a certain level of comfort. I was not all that concerned that I overslept so far. Thank you, Chief Fafa. She says I'm a doorbell. Thank you. So no big deal. I'm the Big Diesel. This is my 83rd show. I've done this quite a bit. I'm not worried. I head on toward the office. And, used butt plug was in yesterday. Same username? How did I miss that? And yes, the Tony Fest idea is very interesting to me as well. It's a very fun idea. I would be all over that. Anyway, I head in the office. Now I cruise on over to my, there's two different Dunkin' Donuts that I go to. If I have more time, I go to this one. If I'm a little pressed for time, I go to this other one that's right down the street from my office. So that's the one I went to. Now, sometimes they don't have their shit together. I don't know what the hell's wrong with these people. It's a very schizophrenic Dunkin' Donuts. We'll see how long they last. So let's see. Normally, they open at 5. And normally, I'm sitting right there waiting for them to open. I was, of course, later. This time, I'm there at 6. This is an hour after they open. I'm up to the drive-thru. I'm sitting there waiting. And nothing. But it gave me enough time to realize, and thank God my brain caught this. It gave me enough time to realize I didn't put my computers in the car. I have two laptops to do the show. It's really dumb. I left them at home. Hour left. It's like, holy cow. So I pull right out of the line. I just start heading home and I'm just doing the math. It's like, so I had I had an hour till the show. And it's about a half hour drive to home from the office. So so normally when I come in the morning, I normally have 2 hours before the show starts. You can imagine this is a little more pressure packed. It's a little more pressure packed. Chief Fafa says I have too much going on. Any upcoming interviews? You know, I did an interview yesterday. Let's see. What do I have coming up? You know, I don't have much extra coming up. As a matter of fact, I don't think I'm going to be able to do the shows Thursday and Friday of this week because I'm going to be at the farm helping out again. There's certain times they do stuff and I can't let the guys down, you know. So I got to go be a farmer on Thursday and Friday. If I can get my home studio set up, I think that would give me enough time to do the show and still make it to the farm, but it's a ways away. So this week I think is a dead duck. Anyway, I'm driving like a bat out of heck. Because in my mind, it's like if I drove normally, I would walk into this office and have like 2 minutes before I had to turn on everything. So I drove like a bat out of hell, which I don't like to do. I drive like a grandma. That's what I like doing. So I drove very fast, and you know what? In a trip that normally takes me an hour, this is scary to say. It normally takes me an hour, and I got back here with 15 minutes to spare. 15 minutes. So I was driving really good. Really good, but I had 15 minutes. So now I'm doing the math. Now I've got another choice, and that is, do I want to do the show with no coffee? No, I don't want to do that. It never dawned on me that these jamokes over at this sketchy Dunkin' Donuts wouldn't have their shit together. Now, let's see, this almost a full 2 hours after they were supposed to open. So I pulled up to Dunkin' Donuts, the same one. Still no one there. So now I've shaved. Now I have, because I sat there, I thought surely someone's here. No. No one was there. 2 hours into it. Unbelievable. Then it's like, do I want coffee or do I not? So I went and got the McDonald's coffee. Which is, there's a McDonald's like I could walk to it if I wanted to. From the office, but I had to go. I mean, so I pulled in, I had like 3 minutes before I walked into the office, and 3 minutes later, here I am. What a whirlwind. Oh my goodness, what a morning. Thank you, Trager Full Law. You like my hat. Thank you, I like my hat too. I have several of these. I have them in different colors. This is Dobbs. From Dobbs of New York. I believe they just call it their straw hat or something like that, but it's pretty sweet. I love it. We are all here to enjoy the hat. Tony talking is just an added bonus. Hey, whatever keeps you on, whatever keeps you interested. And Chief Afa, I remember you saying, and I saw, oh yeah, I worked on an organic farm. I got skinny and tanned that summer. Hard work. Oh, man. That sounds lovely. We've talked about Chief Afa's dietary choices before. And I think we determined, although I can't remember, Chief Afa, if you ever verify the terminology, but it sounds like maybe you're a pescatarian, which kind of, to me, means you're almost normally kind of a vegan, except but you eat fish, if I remember correctly. Maybe I should do that. Who knows? Well, it's interesting seeing all these new people here. Welcome, everybody. I hope you're not disappointed. The Wave Lounge LV says, what are your plans for shows? Well, I mean, almost always I'm... generally flying by the seat of my pants. I learned in doing this show, the reason I started doing this is I was totally lonely. I was convinced I was gonna die alone in this office by myself And I had had enough. I wanted to reach out to people. And I learned that, hey, Reddit has this RPAN thing. I fired it up and started talking. I was super surprised that anyone would listen. But one of the things I learned through this is I have this weird gift. I never would have guessed this. I'm able to turn on a camera and talk into it for an hour with no one saying anything back. It's the weirdest thing. But getting back to your question, my plans for shows, I want to have like one idea of something to talk about. Like, so yesterday, for example, as I was driving into the office, I just thought, you know what? I should talk about this, helping these kids out at the, farmer's market over the weekend. It was super fun. So my lesson plan for each show is oftentimes it's one sentence. It's like, you know, start with this and then that's it. Lord knows where it goes from there. Thank God people send me questions in the mailbag. Who knows? If not for that, I might have a half-hour show every morning. But today, I got nothing. I was in such a critical situation. I had no time to even think what I'm going to talk about. Which I guess, ironically, that gave me the my starting topic for today. Nathan Lane's handsome brother. I'll take that. I'll take that compliment. Oh. Let's see. Boy, the comments are... Plumber. Oh, good morning, Plumber. How are you? Oh, and Jeffrey, the vet author. Good morning, Jeff. Plumber says, Tony shoots from the hip most mornings. Yes, I do. Now, is that a good idea or not? I have no idea. If I had to guess, surely some days that's a horrible idea. Because, I mean, what's upstairs is crickets a lot of the time. Hey, Chicago Tank's in the house. Good morning, sir. Good to see you. Yeah, Chifafa, Jeffrey is an author. He is Jeff Woodward. Georgie and I are reading his book. And his book is The Last of the Glowworms. Jeff was in the military. He worked. He was a tech for nuclear weapons, believe it or not. And he wrote a book. It's up on. And he's written other books. And he's writing another book. Jeff, you've published another book, right? And I can't remember the title. And you're working on yet another, and a podcast. Jeff is quite prolific, and I'm pretty sure much smarter than I am. Everyone's saying good morning. It's fun. It's fun to see all the friendship and see people catching up. Oh, Ethel Merman still can't picture me farming. Trust me, I get it. I think the farmers I help out kind of can't picture me farming either. But last year, I mean, I spent several days at this farm. I mean, and what didn't I do? I planted hay. Now I don't know the terminology, right? Because another thing I did is I steered a donkey through a... I plowed some land with behind a mule. I don't even know. Was it a donkey, a mule? I know it wasn't a horse. And I know that that was very hard. Steering it is maybe a strong term. Anyway, I worked a plow behind a donkey. This farm is run kind of like, or not kind of, almost entirely like an Amish farm, although these folks are not Amish. Now, what's so funny is, now farmers will have, they'll have places where I thought like it was a junkyard, like I thought they had a little junkyard on their property, like, oh, this tractor died 50 years ago, let's just park it here, and there it goes. So, and I mean, I've been to this farm dozens and dozens and dozens of times, and I just thought, That was a junkyard. Well, one day last year, I'll never forget it. One of these junkyard pieces, they fired it up and they did something with it. What the... And I mean, we're talking the most rickety rust bucket. It was some sort of tractor. I thought for sure there was no way that thing would ever run. I never saw it move. Well, still they could get it moving, so. But I hear you. I hear you, Ethel. I can't see me farming either, but it sure is fun. The, you know, I butchered a deer. I butchered chickens, which reminds me, I got some frozen chickens in the freezer. I said hello to them last night. I think I'm going to try and make some chicken soup this weekend. Planted hay. I already saw. I did work this huge ass vegetable garden. I canned a bunch of stuff. I mean, so now can I be left to my own devices and survive? No. There's a lot more I have to learn, which is why I'm going back again this summer. I'm preparing for the zombie apocalypse, everybody. There's Tank standing up for me, babe. All right. Thank you, buddy. Ooh, the Wave Lounge LV. You're from the South Side, huh? 92nd and Damon. Another South Sider. You and Jeffrey should get along just fine. Ethel Merman, what a great line. Ethel says, you know it wasn't a horse to distance yourself from Vincenzo. Yeah, that's a good point. Oh my gosh. Oh, so Jeffrey's other book was about a kid growing up in Appalachia, getting out and enlisting in the army for Vietnam. Is that your life, Jeffrey? Were you from Appalachia? Yeah, Jeffrey's all about the South Side. Oh my gosh. Everybody, this McDonald's coffee is horrible, just in case you're wondering. I don't know how anyone drinks this stuff. Oh, that's right, Jeff. I remember you saying your father was from Appalachia. I think maybe in a distant call-in. Chief Hoffa, you wrote a play? Are you referring to a play about a girl growing up in Appalachia? I'm still waiting for the table read. I haven't forgotten. Chief Hoffa's working on a new play. Look at all these talented people. All these talented pepperonis we have in our group. It's tremendous. It's tremendous. I'm going to dip it into the mailbag. See what's up. It's looking fairly robust. And what else am I going to do? Chief Hoffa says she's writing this play She says, I'm writing this one about Tony. I'm trying to get Tony to do another story hour. You know what, Chief Hoffa? I'll have to do the... I have a story about... We had to do a heist to pull off another heist. Dumbest thing ever. If you need more material, we'll have to make that happen. We'll have to make that happen. Akius00, welcome to the show. Says, new pep here. I like your self-effacing style. Fun to see here a human speaking non-politically. Amen to that. Oh, man. Yeah, thank you. Welcome. Hey, so here's a mailbag. Let's see what... Wouldn't that be funny if it was a political question? anyone that wants to send a question into the show, you can email it to chicagotonyvlikevegetable@gmail.com. Hopefully, I'm going to be growing a lot of vegetables this summer. Okay. Hey, Tony, fellow podcaster here, and I'm a big fan. Well, thank you. As you know, in the podcasting world, we key in on download statistics. Yes, this is true. I've been kind of keeping track of your social media, and I noticed you haven't really talked about your download numbers. I'm dying to know how your stats are doing. Would you care to share a bit about this? This is from Paula. That's an interesting question. Yes, so for you pepperonis out there that are not podcasters, first of all, congratulations on keeping your sanity. Now, I think it would have to be said that I've got to be one of the craziest podcasters out there because I do way more shows than most people I know. But it's fun. Let's face it, it's fun. It's not always successful, but it's fun. But yeah, so podcasters, like, the big deal is they always want to know how many downloads do you have? And so podcasters will post this, like, on Twitter. They'll post a picture of their... And I think what Paula is saying is, yeah, I've never really done that. Yeah, it's never been my thing, but I am familiar with my numbers, so here we go. Like, now again, my show is unique too, because we do this over Reddit. So, and as a matter of fact, a lot of listeners to the show have told me they prefer, like, when they can catch the live show, like we're doing now through Reddit, they say it's much more fun. Like our dear Chifafa, for example, who's in the stream, keeping it interesting right now. She has told me that before. So it's a little unique. So I think in a way, Reddit is almost like stealing maybe downloads from the podcast itself. But anyway, so we've been around about 4 months and we've got about 2,000 downloads to the podcast, which is, you know, great, flattering, all that stuff. Now what's interesting is if you look on views of the live stream, we're well over 50,000 in the lifetime of the show on Reddit. So I think kind of like if I'm trying to puff my chest and put a feather in my cap, I would probably talk about the Reddit live stream numbers, you know. Like last week we had 10,000 viewers and we only did the show 4 days. We missed Friday. So Paula, once again, before I move on, it's funny to get these notes from podcasters and they don't mention what their show is. I would gladly, you know, whatever, plug your show. Tell me what your show is. Anyway, thank you for the question. Oh, wow. It's really a lively comment section here. Jeffrey says, Tony, my podcast is still in the works. My daughter just moved back home with us, so I will be having her on the program. Oh, that's tremendous. That sounds really fun. I wonder, Jeff, I know you've been kind of trying it out, sort of stopping and starting, it sounds like. So did you find, I'm assuming that in your trial so far, it was just you talking. Kind of like the Big Diesel does. Did you find that to be challenging, I wonder? I'm almost kind of the opposite, I think, in a way. Like, it's tougher for me to talk with another person because it's like a dance, you know, and I step on their toes all the time. Ironically, phone lines are open. I mean, if anyone wants to call in, feel free. That's really cool. Now, is your daughter familiar with history, etc. as well? Does she have the history bug? And is having your daughter on, is that going to change the subject matter at all? Or is it... I can't wait to hear it. Yes, everyone wants Chicago Tank to call in. That's for sure. Jeff says, yes, I find it challenging. It's hard for me to continually... speak. Yeah, I know. You know, I to be honest, I'm shocked that I can do this. And I'm not even saying I do it well. I'm not at all convinced that I do this well. But I'm shocked that I can do it at all. It's weird. This is a beautiful accident. This thing that happened is a beautiful accident. Chief Offer. Jeffrey, the vet author, has called in several times. He has a wonderful Chicago accent. See, Chifafa was alone in the wilderness for a while. She had a series of shows that she missed. It's so tremendous to have her back. It's so lovely. Yeah, Jeff has called in several times. Acheus00 says, hay is the product of basically weeds. Usually farmers keep cutting, say clover for cattle. The latter the cut, the better. Wheat is straw for bedding. There's someone that knows what they're talking about. Tank says he watches on his phone. Let's do another. Let's see what else is in the mailbag here. 30 minutes. All right. Dear Tony V, I'm a dedicated pepperoni, and I have so enjoyed your daily morning shows. I've always stayed in the background as I'm a horribly shy person. It says, even more introverted than Chifafa. I don't, you know, Chifafa's interesting because she is an introvert, but she's so lively in the comments section, you know. Fascinating person. Even more introverted than Chifafa. I don't really have a question, but I wanted to reach out to our group just to ask for prayers. My adult daughter had, quote, the talk, unquote, with me yesterday, in which she let me know that the family thinks I'm showing signs of dementia. Oh, God. This is, of course, terrifying and sad to me. Please know that your show is lifting my spirits, and I ask all pepperonis to please say an extra prayer for me today. This is from Julie K. from Austin, Texas. Oh, my gosh. Well, Julie, I'm sorry to hear that. That's a rough one. Thank you for listening to the show, and yeah, that's difficult. You know, there are probably a lot of people that don't have family around them to watch out for them like that, you know. So I think that's good, but that I've no doubt that's a hard conversation to have. I can remember my dad had dementia, and so I've been through really all phases of that whole thing. And I will say, Julie, I mean, you craft a lovely letter, so there's still some synapses going. And I was just gonna say, it doesn't necessarily mean, I think just because your family is maybe a little concerned or whatever, doesn't mean, no one can see into the future. No one can see into the future. But we'll definitely say a prayer for you. Tank says, be grateful your daughter is there. Yeah. Good morning, RoboCat. How are you, dear? Good morning. We missed you yesterday. Here's RoboCat's theme music. Yeah. Anyway, Julie, thank you and bless you, and we will pray for you, and keep your head up and keep listening. Hey, call into the show someday. I dare you. Okay, let's see what else is going on. Here's a short one. Dear Tony, I notice a lot of jazz piano in the background of your shows. I'm wondering if you have a couple of jazz musicians that are your all-time favorites. My top two are George Shearing and Claude Bowling. How about you? This is from Kent from Long Island. Wow. Well, you picked two good ones. George Shearing. Wasn't he blind? You know, if Georgie were in today, he'd be looking up. She would be looking up if he is blind. Why do I think George Shearing was blind? But Shearing, I like George Shearing. He had a very unique sound. And he used to, I'm no expert, but I think he used to have like a, oftentimes he would have a xylophone player sort of copy what he was playing on the piano, and it provided this really interesting, unique sound. Who else did you say? Oh, Claude Bowling. Oh my God. That guy's a freaking giant. I don't know much about him, but I have some of his albums. This dude, Bowling, Bowling has some really interesting work. He combined jazz with like classical musicians. So like he has he's written some pieces for jazz piano with a classical guitarist and and Bowling, when I hear Claude Bowling music, it's like, how can this guy's fingers even do what I'm hearing? It's amazing. It's amazing. As far as me, I think my favorite jazz musician of all time, and this is a relatively new poll for me, Errol Garner. This dude, he was untrained, never had a lesson, couldn't read music. It's just, you got to look up Errol Garner. E-R-R-O-L, I think, is how he spells first name. Look up Errol Garner live so you can see this guy play and hear him play. This is a guy, I've listened to a lot of jazz music and I enjoy a lot of jazz music. But some of it is hard to listen to, and some of it is hard for some people to listen to. Like if I gave, you know, let's say someone that's whatever, I only listen to AC/DC, right? If I sat them down and made them listen to jazz, there's a lot of it they would hate. Errol Garner, I think, had this really unique ability. It was very complex, but it was very, very easy to listen to. Just somehow very catchy. You got to check out Errol Garner, anyone who hasn't ever heard of him. One of the most fascinating, talented... He's a guy I've liked like every single piece I've heard him play. I just think, oh, that's so lovely. It's just so interesting. There's a lot of musicians, jazz, even both George Shearing and Claude Bowling, there's certain pieces where it's like, not my cup of tea. I've never heard an Errol Garner piece that I did not thoroughly enjoy. And then I think the other one I'd have to say is Dave Brubeck. Now, that was probably the first... My dad was a Brubeck fan, so we had Brubeck records. So I, just from a very early age, listened to a lot of Brubeck. And that's interesting to me because, I mean, I've probably been listening to Brubeck for 45 years. I'm 50 years old. And it's never really gotten boring. I think that says something, you know? I don't know. Oh my gosh, help mice is back. Oh, we have a call
from Chifafa. To accept, press
Chifafa. How are you this morning, dear?
Good morning, Tony. Well, I thought I'd have Georgie 6 this morning because you know how she often call in and kind of give you a little bit of a break.
Yes.
So I thought I'd do that for you. Also, you're talking about jazz, and I happen to love jazz. So.
Do you really?
Bill Evans. I just love his piano playing.
Yes.
Ella Fitzgerald. Who else? Miles Davis.
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about jazz. But anyway, how are you? I'm curious about this. Farm work you're doing. Do you mind me calling?
Oh, I love you calling, Chifafa. Are you kidding me? This is Christmas in May.
Well, you know what? You've sort of made me feel a little more comfortable about calling in. You know, I'm usually a very shy person and I don't do this kind of thing, but you just have a way. Tony.
I'm so proud of that, Chifafa. I can't tell you. Anyway, I've been, I had a, an interesting way of describing it. I think when I brought it up, the other day, I said that it's interesting that you guys, we started all knowing each other right around January 1st of this year. And, so you have no idea what I did last year, and as I spent a lot of time on a farm last year. I'm really kind of not joking when I say I have a hobby of preparing for the zombie apocalypse. I'm not exactly preparing for zombies, but I'm just preparing. And one of the things I did last year is I spent certainly not every day, but I spent a lot of time at a farm last year. It's mainly the main reason is they needed help. The couple that owns the farm are quite elderly. They're dealing with health issues, etc. And of course, as I'm sure you know, with your experience, there's so much work to be done on a farm.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. So, yeah. I don't think farmers get enough credit. Oh my God. And honey, those draft horses. I'm sorry, I say honey a lot. That's just a Southern thing. I don't mean anything by it, but those draft horses are so huge. I'm 5 feet tall, right? So I come to maybe their knees. And my first day there, I was terrified of them because they're so huge. And the old guy that worked there walked me over to them and said, "Honey, now these draft horses ain't nothing but a big old dog." And after he put it to me that way, I felt a little better about being around him. But I know how hard that work is, and I'm impressed that you are doing this to help out. I have a theory about your show. Can I share it a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, please do.
Okay. All right. Well, see, I don't know this, Tony, because we're just kind of getting to know each other. But I imagine you were given a few Hail Marys to say when you were coming up. It's just a guess.
When I was growing up, you're saying?
Yeah, when you were coming up. Then maybe the priest gave you a few Hail Marys to say.
Oh, you'd better believe it.
Okay, so now you kind of have this high-tech confession booth with the Tony V Show, right?
That's
so you're sharing things to give your heart's ease. Maybe you're looking for forgiveness. I don't know. But and we're all here in this confessional, right, along with you, saying our Hail Marys too. So that's a kind of a way we can share with one another too, and make each other feel better after this horrific year we've been through.
Yes, that is quite an interesting thought, Chief Afa. That is a fascinating thought. There might be something to that. Yeah.
Well, we're all opening up to one another little by little. I certainly am, and I'm an extremely private person, but I look at me. I'm calling into you.
I know.
And visiting. This is bizarre. I don't do this. So,
sometimes, Chief Afa, I think we just need to, it's like, let's not question it. Let's just enjoy the ride. It's, and this is why I keep saying, what a happy accident, just a beautiful accident.
Yeah. It's like we're looking through the end of a kaleidoscope and we're, you ever have those when you were a kid?
Oh yeah.
You slowly turn the end and the perspective keeps changing and it just takes you into a whole nother world. And that's what I think some of these podcasts do, that some designs you like better than others.
Yes.
But it's just really, it's all beautiful, really.
Yes.
All of it.
Yes.
Anyway, I just wanted to say, hey, and I'm having some crappy coffee too, so don't feel bad.
Now I don't feel so alone, Chief Afa.
Well, anyway, anything you want to say to me before I hop off?
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. Where do I start? I am curious. How did you come to work on an organic farm? Was it just a job opened up?
Yeah, I did this internship. I was doing some
you're talking about being introspective and kind of exploring other avenues. And I was sort of doing that after having done years and years of social work. I just needed to do something completely different and just use my body, you know, just mm-hmm. do some physical labor. And I did that for an entire summer. And basically, what I did was I moved rocks. George, you'll know where this is. Cromwell Valley, it's in Maryland. Mm. It was a community-supported agricultural farm. In other words, people would buy shares, and that upfront money gave the people who ran it money to, plant the seeds and uh-huh. buy the fertilizer and all that stuff. Anyway, and then every week, whatever we harvested, they'd come and get their share of produce. It's kind of like a farmer's market,
yeah.
kind of a deal. And anyway, so what was your question? I moved a lot of rocks. I lifted, carried boulders, put them in wheelbarrows, and wow. chugged them around. And we would have to be there at 4:30 in the morning, and we'd hop in the back of a pickup and drive out to the fields. And it was so interesting because we were in this old-fashioned truck, the kind with the old steel antenna that would stick up.
Yeah,
you know, sure. There would be a little brown bat that would always flutter around that antenna all the way out to the fields with us. It was it was cool. It was like it was having a conversation with that antenna. You know?
Wow.
I don't know what they were talking, but it was cool. And just some beautiful sunrises. Oh my God. Anyway, I'm going on and on, which I can do.
I love it, Chief Afa. I love it. And thank you. Thank you for, I think you had enough this morning of watching me flounder. So thank you for calling in and saving me
no.
a little bit.
No, I just appreciate think you're it. Exhausted and I think you need to get some rest and, pace yourself. That's all. Hi, Pepperoni. I love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Chief Afa.
Ciao, Bello.
Okay. Bye-bye. Always great to talk to you, dear. Oh, the wonderful Chief Afa. Let's hear her music again.
I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Chief Afa has this way. She's always right on. And she needs to be on my board of directors. There's no doubt. And I think she's probably right. I'm pushing a little too hard. I'm a little sleepy. But I sure did sleep a lot last night. But it's weird in 83 shows, 82 shows, I never forgot my computers one single time. But last night, or this morning I should say, was the time. I don't know. Sign, is that, am I pronouncing your name correctly? Anyway, connecting with the ladies. Go ahead, big guy. And yes, Galactic, Chief Afa really is sweet. Oh my goodness. I think I would move mountains for Chief Afa if she needed it. I really would. Tank says, I love when the ladies say, I usually don't do this sort of thing. Oh, that's cute. Nova Axe says, everyone should learn how to grow their own food. Yeah. I mean, this is, I love this little farming experiment because it's such an education and really, you know, because of my upbringing and I know there's so many of us like this, I couldn't fend for myself. I know nothing. I know nothing of how to take care of myself in the real world. And so it's been great. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what else can I learn this year. What else can I learn that I haven't? Or I think there's a lot of room for me to perfect stuff that I think I learned last year. One of those deals. Anyway, All right. Let's see what else. Oh, real short one. Dear Tony, I've never heard you talk much about your movie watching habits. I have a love of documentaries, especially, and I'm wondering if you've come across one or two that are worth watching. Love the show. This is from Cameron. Documentaries, yeah. And you know, yeah, I guess I haven't really talked much about my movie watching. I don't watch a lot of television or movies. Robo says she'll protect me. I love it. Thank you, Robo. Of course, you got to find me. That's the problem. documentaries. And I definitely want to hear from you, Pepperonis, about good documentaries. But there are a couple that jump to mind for me. There's one of my favorite documentaries. And I'm sure that you can find this for free, probably, on the internet, YouTube, I don't know, whatever. There's a documentary called Dark Days. Dark Days. This is about, actually, this is Robo, you know, your neck of the woods. And I'm curious to hear if you ever heard about Dark Days. Now, I don't know when it was made, but if I had to guess, I don't know, let's say maybe around 2000, something like that. But anyway, here's the deal. This was made by a kid who was hanging around these homeless communities in the underground subway system under New York City. I guess there's a lot of areas that have been abandoned over the years underground, and just homeless people go down there and live like moles, and it's the craziest thing ever. And this guy, really a kid, who made this documentary, he had already been going down there to hang out. He had made friends with some of these people. And then he brought an old movie camera, and I think it's shot on like 16 millimeter. It looks really cool. It's black and white. But it's amazing to see how these people live down there. Robo says she's never heard it. You gotta check it out. Dark Days. It's fascinating. Now what's so interesting is I happened to look this guy up sometime last year. I've known about that movie, I don't know, for several years. And I watched it several years ago, and just I rewatched it within the past year, and it got me thinking, has this kid done any other movies? So I looked him up. That's the only thing he's ever done, is that one documentary, which I find totally riveting, and never did another thing. So that's a good one. You got to look it up. The other one that comes to mind, I think I have the name right. It's called The Light Bulb Conspiracy. The Light Bulb Conspiracy. Has anyone seen The Light Bulb Conspiracy? Shifafa says, if I guess where you live, can I come on in the green room? Shifafa, you have an open door. You can come on in the green room any time you want. Let's talk about your playwriting stuff. Let's whatever you want to do. If you want to come on the show, done. Just let me know. You have my email address. I would love that. That would be amazing. What in the world was I talking about? The Light Bulb Conspiracy, everybody. This is a documentary everyone should see. Let's see. Now, it's been several years since I've seen it. Let's see if I can remember the specifics. I believe there was an old fire station, maybe in the Philadelphia area. So, on the East Coast, old fire station. They're sitting around, and these guys realize, hey, this light bulb up in the ceiling, in this one area. Does anyone ever remember changing that damn thing? It's been, because I guess, if I remember correctly, it was up high and in kind of a weird place. And I guess they got to thinking one day, we better change this thing. Or have we ever changed it? And they just realized, I don't think we've ever changed the damn thing. They got interested in this light bulb. How long has this damn light bulb been in here? This was a very old fire station. Old time had this grand history. Well, it turns out the freaking light bulb was like 100 years old. The town threw a birthday for this light bulb. It opens up this whole can of worms. And it's really a story of... it teaches you about planned obsolescence. It turns out they knew how to make light bulbs everlasting. I mean, it's already been done. Everlasting. The way the industry perfected the light bulb is they figured out how to make them fail. That's really their innovation. Light bulbs never used to fail. This was never a thing. So they figured out how to engineer these things to go out so you'd have to go buy more. And they colluded. I mean, they created an association where they would, all the manufacturers, you had to send your light bulbs in to get them tested to make sure they would fail soon enough. And if you made a light bulb that was too successful, too long-lasting, you would get fined. What an eye-opening documentary. And there was they talked about printers. Printers, it was another example of planned obsolescence. And I believe right in that movie, they said, these things are hardwired to fail on a certain page, print a number of pages. They're just designed. Okay, on page 14,323, you're gonna die, and that's what they do. And I talked to a guy that was in the computer industry about that movie and the printer thing, and he said, "Oh yeah, this is a known thing, and you can." You can actually change the programming on these printers so that they come right back to life, you know, and it's a known thing that they're programmed to fail. I don't know. That's a great documentary. Who else has documentaries? Oh, Robo read a book about the underground people. You got to see this documentary. It's really tremendous. Very thought-provoking. Are you saying, Chief Hoffa, this Christmas for being on In the Green Room? You're going to make me wait that long? Tank likes Against the Odds. It's about different military missions. Every one is an hour long, more like a docu-series. Oh, that's cool. That sounds really cool. I'll bet Jeff, the vet author, would like that too. Chief Hoffa says, things were made so well... everyone went out of business. Yeah. I don't know. It honks you off. I guess I understand this need to, you know, stay in business, but, you know, but they are lying to us. You know, it's just frustrating. Let's see. 59 minutes and 30 seconds to go till an hour. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, any day when my dear talented friend Chief Hoffa calls in, it's a red letter day. And that makes me think, I hope red letter is a positive connotation. I think it is, right? Red letter day. It's not red like blood flowing in the streets red. Anyway, it's been fun to do this, and this has been a fun little experiment because this was really stressful for me, walking into the office and then 3 minutes later being on camera. You know, normally I have like a 2-hour ramp, so it's been good. It's always a blast. Thank you for joining me in doing this. It's so much fun for me. I really appreciate it. I love all you guys. I would like to remind you before we meet again tomorrow. In the meantime, don't take any shit from anybody. I love you all. See you tomorrow.